Praise Lands Church, we are engaging in a building project.
弟兄姊妹，我哋而家正喺度忙住一个建立嘅工程。
Not just one of physically building our church.
唔系净系建立一个嘅建筑物。
But also one of spiritually building our church.
而系建立一个属灵嘅教会嘅一个建立。
Spiritually renewing our church.
属灵教会嘅一个更新。
Well, you may ask, what does this look like, and where are we headed?
你可能会问。是怎样的样子？他究竟我们去什么方向呢？
Well, I'd like to lay out the plans for you, so to speak.
我想打一个构思来给你看看。
You see, when architects design buildings that they're going to be built, they draft up a plan.
当一个画质师设计一个建筑物的时候，他会画一个图出来。
So that it can be clearly seen by all, so that everyone understands it and knows where we're going, so that we can all get involved and build it together.
咁所有人咧都可以睇到同埋明白佢嘅設計同埋個方針係點樣，以致咧大家可以參與其中。
Well, as you know, our vision is to be a church of all nations transformed through faith and love in Christ.
正如大家都知道，我哋嘅意象宣言就係信靠基督，活出主愛，心意更新，成為萬國萬民嘅教會。
But how are we to achieve this? How are we to get there?
但係我哋點樣達成呢個目的呢？
Dear Praise Lands Church,
弟兄姊妹,
in this season of our church, we're excited that God is inviting us on a journey of learning.
在教会这段期间我很兴奋，因为上帝邀请我们来到一个学习的旅程里面。
Especially learning about two things.
特别在两方面学习。
First, learning about spiritual practices of church renewal.
第一就是要学习教会更新的属灵操练。
Mainly in the areas of personal renewal,
在个人更新的层面,
relational renewal,
关系更新方面,
spiritual renewal,
还有在灵性更新方面。
And I'll talk about this more in just a minute.
你稍后会讲多些这方面的。
Second, I believe God is calling us as a church to practice being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods.
然后我们相信神呼召我们是将这个教会呼召去成为一个爱的群体，这样来到实践。
And so that is, we're to move towards deeper community and a more radical hospitality.
我们要走向更深层的社区和更热情的款待。
Move towards greater diversity and neighborhood engagement.
走向更加多样化，并且更加多与邻舍来到交往。
And move towards justice for the least.
走向更加愿为弱势社群来到伸张正义。
In regards to being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods, we will learn more about this through the leadership summit next Saturday that some of the pastors and elders and deacons and the ministry team leaders from the various congregations will be involved at.
关于在邻舍中作基督爱的群体，这个题目呢，在下个礼拜我们教会呢有一个属灵峰会，到时呢我们各个会众的牧师、长老、执事和各部门的领袖都会一同来到参加学习。
And next week, the message given by Pastor Dim Dickall, who is our guest speaker, welcoming the stranger on Luke chapter 14.
下个礼拜日呢，我们更加邀请到 Tim Dickall 牧师呢，来到讲的题目叫做欢迎陌生人，来到作为教导的。
Missional and community small groups.
加上呢，同其他的社区和宣教的小团体来到一起合作。
Imagine for a moment what our small groups could look like.
想象一下一个嘅细嘅团体会系点样嘅
？We're not just talking about small groups made of people from within our church only.
我哋唔系净系讲咧由我哋教会出嚟一啲小组嘅人物。
But imagine if you live in various neighborhoods throughout our city.
甚至咧喺我哋嘅社区里边，喺个城市里边一啲嘅小嘅群组。
And a few of you decide to have a small groups for that neighborhood.
然后咧，我哋咧就做一些小组出来给这些社区。
And you invite your neighbors to come, those who live in that same area as you. It doesn't have to be Christians, even those who are part of the neighborhood to invite them to come.
邀请那些邻居来，他们不一定是基督徒，但我们都邀请他们一起参加。
Imagine what those small groups could look like in terms of our outreach and missional focus in the areas in which we live.
想象一下我们邀请他们是为了我们的使命来到邀请他们参加。
And so in time we'll learn more about that. How could that could maybe one day become a reality?
想象一下有一天我们能够达成一个这样的目标。
And as well, serving alongside and partnering with other neighborhood organizations.
同埋想象下咧，我哋同其他社区里边已经有嘅一啲嘅群组嚟到合作。
There's an organization called Meals on Wheels.
例如有一个咧系讲到系可以派一啲饭食俾人嘅。
And they called me up just a couple months ago and asked, would our church be interested in getting involved?
他们几个月之前打个电话给我，问我们教会可以怎样在其中参与啊。
And what they want us to participate in is to potentially drive meals to those who are homebound, they're maybe disabled or the elderly, and they cannot leave the home.
他想我们呢能够帮手将这些食物送到给一些呢例如是残障人士不能够揸车出来的那些人那里。
And so they want people to bring food to them, and some of them just want the food delivered, that's it.
有些人呢很简单，只是需要一些食物送到他们那里就可以了。
And some others, they actually said they want people to come and visit them, to have the meal with them, and to share some time together, because they may be lonely or whatever.
有些人呢想有人送食物去之余，还陪一陪他一起吃饭，因为可能他们感到孤单。
Praise God's church, what an outreach opportunity. You get to visit people on their request.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是一个传福音的机会，我们可以去到外面接触到人群。
And it's not just Meals on Wheels done by an English speaking organization.
不只是单单是送饭餐这个机构来到合作。
They told me there's a Chinese Meals on Wheels as well.
甚至呢有中文的送饭餐的。
Bring food to those who speak either 广东话 or 国语。And so there's the opportunity here for us as a church to partner with other neighborhood organizations in order to reach our neighborhood.
这个很好的机会，我们教会可以跟他们合作，去到将接触到这些外面的群体。
And again, Pastor Tim would go through some of this in the leadership summit next week as well.
天牧师下个礼拜会讲多一啲呢方面噶啦。
You see, these two aspects of our ministry plan, our direction, are not just coming from left field.
我哋呢两个嘅意念咧，其实唔系单单由一个左派嘅思想出嚟嘅。
It's not just made up.
唔系咧凭空想象出嚟噶。
It's not the latest trend or thing to do.
唔系最近咧好兴咁做，所以我哋做。
Rather, it's in keeping with the CNMA emphasis, the CMA mandate, the DNA of our denomination from the very beginning.
系其实咧，同我哋宣道会联会 CNMA 嗰个嘅强调系好有关，就系我哋嗰个价值观系要更深嘅灵命同埋使命。
That of deeper life and mission.
就系更深嘅灵命同埋使命。
We need to focus on both in our church.
我哋要两方面咧都要着重。
It's not either or, but both and.
不是其中一样，而是两样都要。
Both deeper life and mission.
更深的灵命和使命。
Both spiritual practice of a church renewal and being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods. Wouldn't you agree?
是属灵上实践教会的更新，同埋在邻舍中作基督爱的群体，你同意吗？
These are the two things that we'll focus on in our church for the next few years.
在接下来的几年，我们教会都会是集中在这两方面的。
Because it will take time.
因为需要时间。
It will take time for us to become part, for this to become part of the culture and the DNA of our church going forward.
因为需要一些时间来将这件事呢是放入去我们那里，成为我们的生命里面一部分。
Today, I'm just going to focus on the first one, spiritual practices of church renewal.
今天我们只会呢集中看第一部分，就是教会更新的属灵操练。
And next week, our guest speaker, Tim Dickel, will help us look into the second one, being a loving presence of Christ in our neighborhoods.
下个礼拜我们的客席讲员牧师Tim 牧师就会带我们看第二部分，在邻舍中作基督爱的群体。
We look forward to having Pastor Tim come to us as the Lord has led him and his church through this journey many years ago.
我们很期望他们来到，因为Tim牧师和他的教会在多年前在基督里面经历过在社区中作基督爱的群体这一段的旅程。
And we can definitely learn from him and their church in this way.
我们绝对可以从他和他的教会身上学习得到东西。
What brings renewal to your life?
在你生活里面怎样是什么带来有更新呢？
What refreshes you? What restores you? What renews you in life?
有什么令你又恢复又更新又复原呢？在你的生命里面。
When you're depleted, when you're tired, when you're overburdened in life, whether it be at home, at work, or even in ministry.
当你的家庭、 工作或者事工上面感到疲惫不堪的时候，生活的负担很重，有什么能够更新你呢？
Well, for some of us, it could be taking a break, taking some time off.
有些人可能休息一下。
Going on a vacation or a cruise holiday.
放下假或者去下游轮。
You know, Deb and I just came back from taking my dad to Alaska in August.
Deb 和我刚刚带我爸爸去到阿拉斯加那里，在八月份的时候。
And we're able to experience God's serene and marvelous creation.
我们呢体验到神的宁静和很奇妙的创造。
The pristine beauty of untouched landscapes.
看到原始未受污染的一些很漂亮的风景。
The fresh air.
很新鲜的空气。
And of course, the glaciers.
还有冰川啊。
Or even the restoration and renewal that comes from a week of no internet service.
甚至这个恢复呢是来自一个礼拜都没得上网。
Because it costs an arm and a leg to get cellular data at sea.
因为一个海上要上网呢是很贵的。
Do you know how liberating that is? Not to have to check your phone or check your emails all the time?
整个礼拜不用看电话，不用查你的电邮，是不是一个很自由的事啊？你想象到吗？
But for me, the thing that really brings a sense of physical renewal to my life this summer.
But 对我来讲呢，在这个夏天里面，对我的身体带来最大的更新呢，就是
going fishing.
去钓鱼了。
A day of fishing is what the doctor ordered.
一整天的钓鱼是医生吩咐的。
A day of being out on the water or by the river doing the things that I enjoy most.
一整天在河边那里做我最享受的事。
I had a chance to do this a few times this summer with the guys, and it was great.
在夏天的时候，我有几次的机会和一些朋友去这样做。
The best part was everyone was catching fish.
最好的就是各个人捉到鱼。
I love this picture.
我很喜欢这幅照片。
I dream about this picture. And for me, it's not just catching the fish, you know, which is what Nicholas is doing here. He's playing around the fish. He's letting it fight.
对我来讲不是只有收获，而你看好像黎长老呢，他捉到之余在这里跟他挣扎。
But it's also landing the fish.
同埋咧，同佢即系影相。
And 唔系影相 ，landing the fish。
上岸，钓咗佢上嚟。
影相都系影相 ，but no gutting and cleaning the fish。
去劏佢啦，同埋清理佢啦。
You know, bringing the fish back home。
带啲鱼翻屋企啦。
And scaling it, you know, taking the scale off the fish。
去咗啲鳞啦，批鳞啦。
And patting it dry。
然后咧整干佢。
And then I show it to Deb like it's my baby, like this。
然后我将佢送俾阿 Deb， 好似我个 BB 咁样。
And then we eat it。
然后我哋一齐食。
Whether it's steamed，
可能系蒸啦。
Or pan-fried，
或者系烧咗佢啦，煎咗佢啦。
肚饿未啊？你食咗早餐啦 ，right？ You know， we all have things that bring a sense of renewal and a sense of physical renewal to our lives， don't we？
我哋每个人都有一啲嘢可以对我哋嘅身体咧，俾到一啲更新嘅感觉我哋嘅，系咪啊
？And that's good because we need it。
我哋好需要呢样嘢。
But as a church, brothers and sisters，
作一间教会咧，弟兄姊妹
，What kind of things will bring? What kind of things will refresh? What kind of things will restore and renew us as a church？
有乜嘢能够为我哋带嚟更新？作为一间教会，俾我哋有个恢复嘅感觉咧。
What are the spiritual practices of church renewal？
乜嘢系教会更新嘅属灵操练呢
？Well, I had already mentioned some of these earlier.
我较早前提过
that of personal renewal，
个人嘅更新啦
，relational renewal，
关系嘅更新
，and spiritual renewal，
同埋属灵嘅更新。
And so the first one, personal renewal，
第一样
intimacy with God。
第一样就是个人的更新，和神有亲密的关系。
Jeremiah cried out in Lamentations 5, Restore us to yourself, Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old.
耶利米先知在耶利米哀歌第五章那里这样说，他说耶和华，求你使我们向你回转，我们变得回转，求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
你和神的亲密的关系是怎样？
How is your intimacy with the Lord?
你同佢有几亲密呢
？How close are you to Him?
你同佢有几咁近呢
Have you sensed his deep love for you recently?
你最近有冇曾经深深咁感受到佢嘅爱啊？
You know, if you're like me, you've tasted it, and you've known, and you've felt the closeness with God before.
如果你好似我一样，你曾经尝试过、认识过，亦都感受到神嘅亲密嘅关系。
And deep in your soul, deep in your being, you desire more.
在你灵嘅深处，在你个人存在嘅深处，你会想要更加多。
You desire more intimacy, more of His love.
你渴望会有更加多、有更多神嘅爱。
A deeper and more vibrant and real relationship with the God of the universe, with your Creator.
是更深同埋更有活力嘅，同神有好嘅关系，就系呢个宇宙嘅创造者。
You see, God wants us to have a close. He wants to have a close relationship with us as our Father.
神咧好想我哋咧同佢有个好亲密嘅关系，就好似父亲对我哋一样。
Scripture says in Matthew 5, so that you may be children, that is, sons and daughters of your Father in heaven.
马太福音五章嗰度提到，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子或者系女儿。
But without communication, you cannot have a good relationship.
但系冇沟通咧，你唔可以有个良好嘅关系。
You cannot have a good marriage.
你唔可以有个美好嘅婚姻。
You know, Deb and I have been married for 31 years now.
Deb 同我咧已经结婚31年啦。
And one of the strengths of our relationship, one of the strengths of our marriage, even from before we got married,
其中一样我哋婚姻关系嘅强处咧，甚至喺我哋结婚之前咧。
This was revealed in one of the premarital tests that we did before we got married.
我哋做咗个婚前嘅测试。
Is our communication with one another?
就系咧，我哋强处就系我哋彼此之间嘅沟通。
Being able to hear and listen to each other.
能够倾听对方，能够知道彼此嘅心愿。
Listen to one another's heart, one another's desires, one another's thoughts.
听彼此嘅心愿啦、期望啦，同埋想法。
You see, there's no relationship without conversation.
你可以睇到冇一个关系咧系冇沟通嘅。
We cannot be a child, a son and daughter of God, if we never have a conversation, if we never have communication with God.
如果你从来冇同上帝有交谈、有交流咧，我哋唔能够成为神嘅儿女。
So how can we, as a church, grow in this area of intimacy with the Lord?
咁我哋作为一个教会咧，点样喺呢方面同神有亲密上咁嘅成长咧
？How can we go deeper in our communication, deeper in our conversation, our prayer life with Him？
我哋点样先至能够深入咁样同佢沟通、交谈，同埋有更深嘅祈祷生活咧
？In the new year, we're going to be offering a seminar called Hearing God。
喺嚟紧一年里边咧，我哋会有个研讨会，个题目咧就系听见神。
This is developed by the people at Southland Church in Steinbach, Manitoba, which is just outside Winnipeg.
在曼尼托巴省嗰方面咧，系嘅一啲弟兄姊妹嚟到建立出嚟嘅。
All our staff and elders have already started to take this.
我哋嘅职员同埋我哋嘅长老开始去读呢个嘅课程。
And we'll be offering it to our church starting in the new year.
我哋咧会为教会提供呢个课程喺下一年嘅时候开始。
And I want to encourage you to consider this.
我想你考虑去参加。
We'll be covering topics like this.
或者好似有以下嘅题目啦。
Does God still speak today?
神今天仍然在说话吗
？Why we need to hear God's voice?
点解我哋要听神嘅声音呢
？The Bible is the primary way to hear God.
圣经系最基本嗰个嘅听神嗰个途径。
Other ways in which God speaks.
有咩其他方法神讲说话呢？
Listening for God's guidance,
听神嘅指导
and balance in listening for God's guidance,
以及聆听神指导里边取得平衡。
Now, some of you may be wondering, why are we into this hearing God stuff all of a sudden?
而家你哋可能忽然间觉得好奇怪，点解你突然间进入咗听见神呢个题目呢
？Well, let me ask you this.
等我问你一个问题。
Has there been a time when a Bible verse you read seem to be directed at a particular situation or circumstance you were going through?
你曾经在读圣经的时候，有没有感觉过一些经文呢，是针对你正在经历的境况或者环境来讲说话的？
Or verse seem to have jumped out at you?
或者一节经文呢，好像忽然间看起来很突出这样。
Have you ever been reading scripture when suddenly a thought came to you that helped you understand that passage in a way that you had not understood it before?
或者读经的时候你突然间有个想法，这个想法是从来未来过的，而你突然间有个想法帮助你理解那段的经文。
Have you ever heard a message that really seemed to be directed right at you?
有没有听过一个的信息是特别针对你这样的呢？
It almost seemed like the preacher was speaking right to you.
就好像一个讲员对着你来到讲道这样。
Have you ever felt a prompting, a nudging, an urgency to do or not do something?
有没有感受过好像有一些提示，或者轻轻撞你一下，或者甚至催逼你去做一些事，或者不做一些事？
Have there been other ways that God has spoken to you?
有没有其他的途径神跟你讲说话呢？
Through a dream, through a vision, through an audible voice.
透过一个梦，一个的意象，或者一把直情可以听到的声音。
And so if you've answered yes to any of these, then you've already heard God.
如果你经历其中一样，答案是是的话，那其实你已经听到神讲说话了。
Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 27, My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
耶稣在约翰福音十章那里这样讲，他说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Now if you haven't experienced any of the things I talked about before, that's okay.
如果你没有经历过刚才所讲的，不要紧。
Because we as a church will learn how to hear God individually and together as a church.
因为我们作为一个教会，将会学习如何个别和一起去听神的声音。
So first, personal renewal, intimacy with God.
首先第一，就是个人的更新与神的亲密关系。
Second, relational renewal, reconciliation with others.
第二，就是关系的更新与他人和好了。
Here we're talking about things like confession, repentance, and forgiveness of others.
我们这里讲的是好像忏悔、悔改或者对别人宽恕的事情。
Now I know that this may be a very difficult area for many of us.
可能对我们某些人来讲，这是一个很困难的范畴。
Some of us may have been wounded in extremely hurtful ways.
我们中间有些人可能受过极大的伤害。
And it's not easy to forgive others under such circumstances.
在这种情况很不容易去饶恕人。
I know how hard this can be because I struggle with this myself.
因为我知道有几难，我自己都在这里挣扎过。
But Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, But I tell you who hear me.
在耶稣在路加福音六章里面提到，只是我告诉你们，这听到的人。
Love your enemies.
爱你们的仇敌。
Do good to those who hate you.
恨你们的要待他好。
Bless those who curse you.
就助你们的要为他祝福。
And pray for those who mistreat you.
凌辱你们的要为他祈祷。
You know, I was able to witness a wonderful thing this past week.
在过去一个礼拜呢，我有机会来到见证一件很奇妙的事。
As two leaders who were not getting along very well with each other because of things that had been done to one another, I was able to meet up with them.
因为这两个人呢是对对方做了一些事，这两个属灵领袖他们要约出来。
They made an appointment.
他们约出来了。
They came together.
聚会了。
They discussed the issues openly, honestly, and graciously.
他们聚在一起的时候就讨论这件事情，很开放的态度，很诚实，还有一个很慷慨的态度来讨论这件事。
Now there was definite pain involved.
在里面绝对有一些痛楚在这里。
And it wasn't easy or comfortable situation to be in.
绝对不是一个很舒适的情况。
But they handled it in a very mature and godly way.
但是他们用一个很成熟和很敬虔的态度来处理。
And they forgave each other.
他们饶恕对方。
And I want to give thanks to God for that.
我为此感谢神。
It says in James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章这样讲。
Therefore confess your sins to each other.And pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Now, Fraserlands Church, as we begin the spiritual practice of church renewal, we are entering into enemy territory.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们开始讲教会属灵更新的实践的时候，我们就真正踏入了敌人的领土里面了。
That is, we're engaging in spiritual warfare.
因为我们进行着一个属灵的征战。
As the enemy does not want us to be renewed personally in our intimacy with God.
我们的敌人是不希望我们很亲密的跟神有关系。
Nor does he want us to be renewed relationally in our reconciling with other people.
也不希望我们里面的更新或者跟我们跟其他人之间有和解。
So let us remember what the Apostle Paul said to us as disciples of Christ.
那我们要记住呢，使徒保罗跟我们这些主耶稣基督的门徒说什么呢？
He said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
他说因为我们并不是与属灵的血气争战。
But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖者、幽暗世界的、以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。
Dear brothers and sisters, our battle is not against one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们的战场不是跟对方弟兄姊妹一起来打仗的。
It is not against a brother or sister.
我们不是要跟他们来争执。
It is not against a pastor or elder.
不是跟牧师或者是长老争执。
It is not against another leader or another church.
不是跟其他教会或者其他领袖争执。
It is ultimately a spiritual battle against Satan and his evil forces.
这个是属灵的争战，是跟撒旦和那些的邪恶力量来争战。
So we must be aware of this.
我们一定要知道。
Because he will try his hardest to distract us.
他会用最努力的方法来到分散我们的注意力。
To divide us.
去分开我们。
Especially as we desire renewal in ourselves and in our church.
特别是当我们要更新我们自己和我们教会的时候
，I guarantee that he will try to pit us against one another。
我保证你们，他们一定会想我们和对方人与人之间争战的。
So Paul warns us about this。
所以保罗警告我们
，And he asks us to put on the spiritual armor of God。
我们要着上属灵的军装
，So we can keep a short account with people。
而且尽快去处理和人之间的关系。
And so a question I have for each one of us today is this.
我有一个问题问大家。
Is there an individual that the Lord brings to your mind that he wants you to reconcile with?
主在你脑海里面有没有显现一个人出来是需要你跟他去和解的呢？
Just take a moment and ask God.
花少时间去问下神。
And if there's a name that comes to mind, write down that name on the piece of paper.
有没有一个名字出来呢？在张纸上写下这个名字。
You see, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation.
我们是被赋予了一个和解的事工。
And with it will come renewal in our lives and renewal in our church. Without it, there will not be.
有了这件事我们就可以在属灵上有一个复兴在我们自己和我们的教会里面没有了我们就不能够复兴
First, personal renewal
首先就是个人的复兴
Second, relational renewal
第二就是关系上面的复兴
And then third, spiritual renewal Transformation by the Spirit
第三就是属灵的复兴被圣灵来改造
In Ephesians 5, verse 15 The Apostle Paul says this
以弗所书第五章使徒保罗这样讲
So be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
你们要谨慎，不要像愚昧人，当场智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
That is, we allow the Holy Spirit to be the dominating influence in our lives.
亦都是说我们允许圣灵成为我们生活中主导的影响。
We allow the continual transforming work of God to take place.
我们允许，我们允许上帝不断将我们更新的这个工作。
So that the presence of God in us transforms us, empowers us, and shapes us as people of God.
好让神的同在能够加强和塑造我们的生命。
You see, spirit-empowered living is about radical surrender.
你们可以看到圣灵的加力量的生命就是很根本的顺服来的。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, as we continue to surrender and yield the lordship of our lives to Jesus, let us ask God for this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们继续向耶稣来到降服的时候，我们向去祈求。
Let us ask God for his fresh outpouring.
我们祈求神更新灌注入我们生命里面。
Let us ask God for his anointing.
我们求神去膏抹我们。
Let us ask God for the fullness of the Spirit to be released upon us and upon his church.
我们求神使圣灵的丰盛来到释放出来在我们和他的教会上面。
And so what does spiritual renewal and this transformation of the Spirit look like anyways?
那我们来自圣灵的灵性更新和转变是怎样的呢？
First, we allow the Holy Spirit to bring healing to our lives.
首先我们允许圣灵在我们生命里面做医治的工作。
And this healing may be physical, or it may include being set free from spiritual bondage.
可能咧呢个嘅医治包括身体肉身上嘅医治啦，又包括咧系精神嘅束缚咧，系能够被解开。
Or being delivered from generational sins of our past, things that keep us in bondage.
或者咧，我哋可能历代嘅罪里边释放出嚟呢啲嘢咧，令我哋系有绑束嘅。
In John chapter 8, Jesus said this.
约翰福音八章嗰度咁样讲。
He said, "Then you will know the truth."
你们必晓得真理。
And the truth will set you free.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
If the Son sets you free, Jesus says.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，
you will be free indeed.
你们就自由了，耶稣这样讲的。
In recent weeks, we have seen the power of God at work in our church and in our people in amazing ways.
在最近几个礼拜里面，我们看到我们教会神是以惊人的方式来到在我们教会工作。
People have been coming to Christ.
人来到耶稣基督面前啦。
I know of at least seven people in the past couple months.
在过几个月咧，有认识几个人。
People that some of our pastors have visited, they've come to know Christ.
有牧师嚟探访几个人，佢哋咧嚟认识耶稣。
A lady who's been helping us around the church for a bit, sometimes on Fridays, she came to church for the first time. She heard of Christ for the first time. She heard of the Holy Spirit a couple of months ago for the first time.
一个嘅女士嚟到教会里边，佢第一次听到耶稣基督，系第一次接受耶稣基督，听到圣灵。
And she received Christ in her heart that afternoon.
喺嗰个下午咧，佢就接受耶稣基督入佢嘅生命里面。
Others have been coming to our church for years and have heard us and me and others preach about the gospel of Christ many times.
有啲人咧嚟咗教会一段时间，听过耶稣基督嘅事情好多次啦。
And they've always said they're not ready. They're not quite ready yet. They don't quite understand.
成日都话咧，未得啊，未得啊，我未准备好啊，未明白啊，咁样。
And the last week, both husband and wife came to know Christ.
但系上个礼拜咧，佢哋嚟到耶稣基督面前认识佢啦。
People are coming to faith in Christ.
人嚟到耶稣基督面前。
And people are being healed in Jesus' name.
得着耶稣基督嘅医治，藉住耶稣基督嘅名。
And we want to give glory and honor to God for all that's taken place.
我们希望将所有这一切荣耀都归回给神。
For the emotional, physical, spiritual healing that's taken place.
为了所有的身体、情感和属灵上面得到医治。
It's not our doing, so all honor and glory goes to God.
不是我们的缘故，是因为神荣耀归给
我们。First, we allow the Holy Spirit to bring healing to our lives. And second, we will receive spiritual gifts for ministry.
第一我们是容让圣灵来医治我们，第二就是我们可以得到圣灵所赐的一些的 恩赐。
Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 12.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章这样说，
He says, Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there's given the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues.
圣灵显在各人身上，是叫各人来到得益处。这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。有人能够蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医治的恩赐。又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。这一切都是圣灵所运行，随己意分给各人的。
Jumped a little bit ahead, but that's okay. Elsewhere, Paul lists other gifts such as serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, showing mercy, apostleship, helping, wisdom, guidance, and other gifts as well. And all these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each one, just as He determines.
全部呢啲嘅恩赐都系由圣灵嚟嘅，包括有医治啦，有领导啦，有唔同嘅各样嘅侍奉都由圣灵嚟嘅。
Fraserlands Church，
非常教会。
As believers, we've been given at least one spiritual gift, some more.
作为信徒咧，我哋起码都获得到最少一样嘅属灵恩赐嘅。
Do you know what it is？
你知系咩吗
？Do you know what yours are？
你知唔知你嘅系咩咧？
No gift is more important than another.
冇一样嘅恩赐咧，系比第二样嘅恩赐更加重要嘅。
Paul says that they're all needed in the kingdom of God, in the local church, in our church, so to build up the body of Christ and not ourselves.
保罗话咧，喺上帝嘅国度，喺地方嘅教会，喺我哋教会里边咧，呢啲恩赐全部都系需要嘅，以致咧我哋可以建立到基督嘅身体。
So let us not value one gift over another.
所以我哋唔好重视一样嘅恩赐比其他嘅恩赐高。
Let us not put any gift or any person on a pedestal.
我哋唔好咧将任何嘅恩赐或者任何嘅人咧放喺一个好神圣嘅宝座上面。
Let us not be envious of those who seem to have a more desirable gift.
我哋咧都唔好妒忌嗰啲咧拥有一啲似乎更加被人渴望嘅一啲恩赐嘅人。
Brothers and sisters, each of you are precious.
弟兄姊妹，你哋每个都好宝贵。
You are valuable.
你哋好有价值。
You are unique.
你哋好独一无二。
And we need you in our church.
我哋教会都需要你。
We need you to use your God-given gifts, whatever they may be.
我哋需要你使用神所赐俾你嘅恩赐，无论系咩都好。
So the Spirit of God can renew our church here at Fraserlands and bring glory and honor to Himself.
以致圣灵可以医治我们的教会，同埋咧为我们教会咧带来更新同埋荣耀。
On June 7th to 9th, 2019,
喺下年2019年6月7日至9日啦
，We will come together as a church for our first ever Fraserlands Church retreat for the whole church.
我哋所有人成间教会咧都会有一个整间教会举行第一次举行嘅成间教会同
修会。For all our congregations, whether it be Cantonese, Mandarin, English, youth, or children.
是所有的会众粤语国语儿童事工青少年英语都走在一起。
And at this retreat in June, we'll continue to learn about and experience spiritual practices of church renewal.
在六月的时候我们走在一起退休会里面我们会继续学习怎样和体验教会怎样更新的属灵操练。
So I encourage you to set those dates aside, that weekend aside.
所以我鼓励你将这个周末留起来。
So we can all journey together in this season of transformation and renewal that the Lord wants to do in us.
让我们可以在这个转化和更新的旅程里面同行。
And so that is where we are headed.
这个就是我们的方向了。
That is where we're going in the next few years of our church, for those of you who ask.
我们来几年里面在教会的更新里面就行这个方向。
The Bible says in the last days,
圣经说在末后
In the last days, God will pour out His Spirit on all people.
我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And your sons and daughters will prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your old men will dream dreams.
你们的老年人要做异梦。
Your young men will see visions.
少年人要见异象。
Even on my servants, the Lord says, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
Brothers and sisters, we are in those last days.
弟兄姊妹，我哋而家就系喺呢啲日子里边啦。
So let us come with open hands.
我哋一齐嚟敞开我哋嘅心扉。
Let us come with open hearts.
我哋打开我哋嘅手。
To receive from the Lord.
去接受主。
Come and ask of Him.
嚟向佢求问啦。
Come and pray to Him.
向佢祈祷。
Come and listen to His voice for you.
听神对你讲咩说话
？Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，你嚟。
Renew your church, renew our church.
更新复兴你嘅教会。
May I ask you to stand?
我哋一齐起身。
I just want to lead us in a time of prayer, where we will ask of the Lord.For His gifting amongst us.
我们一起来祈祷，祈求神在我们中间给恩赐我们。
Now I know most of us, and we know that the Bible says at the time that we became believers in Christ, we have received spiritual gifts from the Lord.
我知道我们来到神面前的时候，我们已经问过神给一些恩赐我们了。
But sometimes,
但有时呢?
Sometimes God equips an individual.
有时我们个别的神来到去,
Sometimes God equips a church.
有时呢, 神给恩赐整间教会。
For such a time as this.
好似呢个时间咁样。
As he brings renewal and refreshment and restoration and reconciliation to us as a church.
为我哋带嚟更新、复兴同埋和解。
I encourage you to open your arms out to receive from the Lord the gift he may want to give you as a result of what he's doing in our church.
我鼓励你咧，张开你嘅双手向神咧嚟到接受佢要俾啲咩恩赐我哋。
And so, Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
we come before you.
我哋嚟到你面前。
Our desire is to know you more.
我哋渴望去知道你更加多。
Our desire to be intimate with you, O God.
我哋去渴望咧同你更加亲密。
Our desire is to do the things you ask us to do, to be obedient to you.
我哋咧去渴望咧同你更加去亲密，听你嘅叫我哋要顺服去顺服你。
And so in the obedience we come.
我哋要顺服你面前。
In obedience we ask of you.
我们去祈求你给我们有顺服。
In obedience, we desire to do your will.
去顺服，去愿意做你的旨意。
And so, Spirit, the living God,
去做神的灵。
Come upon us, we pray.
神的灵，你来到我们中间。
Come afresh into our midst, into our church, into our congregation.
去更新我们，更新我们的教会，更新我们的会众。
Into our families, into our relationships.Into our workplaces, into the areas in which we live, in our neighborhoods.
我们工作的地方，我们住的地方，我们的邻居。
And fill us with your spirit, we pray.
灌注入我们，充满我们。
Gift us the spiritual gifts that you desire each one of us to have.
将你为我们预备想我们得到的圣灵的恩赐给过我们。
Help us to use the gifts we have existing so that we do not lose them or be judged by them, O God.
帮我们用我们已经有的恩赐，好让我们不会去比较这些恩赐。
For it is not the type of gift we have that will be judged by.
不是我们得到什么种类的恩赐。
It's how faithful we are in using our gifts, no matter how insignificant they may seem.
而是我们对你几有信心，几有顺服来用。
So that the body of Christ may be built up.
好让基督的身体来到被建立。
So that others who do not yet know you will see that God is real. He is in this place. He is in our families and he is in our relationships as brothers and sisters in Christ.
以致人家看到神是多么真实在我们的生命里面，是基督的身体里面。
And so Father, we ask for your spirit to come now.
我们求你来降临我们那里。
Fill your people.
充满我们。
And give us your spiritual gifts just as you determined so that we can minister in the name of Jesus Christ.
你按你的己意分给我们个人的恩赐，是奉耶稣基督的名。
And it's the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray.
我们祈求奉父子圣灵的名。
Amen.
Amen.